This is episode number 2283 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, August 30th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-what?
You heard me.
Did you say?
Peek-a-boo.
Boob. Oh, okay. All right. Boob. Peek-a-boo. Huh?
Your ears are just
I thought that's what you said.
And sure enough, you were right. Your ears didn't deceive you with hopeful words.
hopeful
Sunday's VMAs
Ooh.
Were full of bare chests carefully covered nips.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of the performers and presenters were seen on the red carpet and on stage bearing the boob.
Bearing the boob. Peek-a-boob. Peek-a-boob. I like playing that game.
Cable TV. Don't worry. Yeah, it's your favorite game.
It's my favorite game. Let's play.
Don't worry. Most of them were covered.
Covered?
Sort of. Well, it makes Janet Jackson look tame in comparison.
Okay. Now, here's the thing with Janet Jackson, though.
Wasn't her fault.
Wasn't her fault, and she showed a nip. And that, if her nip would have been covered, fines would have totally been obliterated because she would have been legally covered.
Right.
The old standard rule, I found this on Facebook one time. Different coloration of flesh is the rule. So the nipple area, the areola, if it shows, is what's considered by standards and practices to be obscene.
Naturally, you would be the expert.
On a woman, which is unfair. I don't like that double standard. Guys go around bare-chested on TV all the time. Why not women? Damn it. All right, I'm off my soapbox.
Equal rights.
That's right. I'm off my soapbox.
All right. You sure now?
Mm-hmm. Continue on.
Okay.
I know you got lots of story. I don't want to take up your time.
Well, but we're talking about boobs, and I know that you are the authority on the subject.
I do like the boob.
You do like the subject itself.
I do like the subject. Okay.
All right. Anywho, most of the attention was placed on the Italian rock sensation. Say the name for me.
Måneskin. I love these guys.
Yeah,
they're
pretty
so
awesome.
So good.
Whose lead singer performed in assless chaps, bare butt.
Right there in front of God and MTV.
Which,
oh my.
I know is different than, you know, peek-a-boob.
This is peek-a-butt.
Peek-a-butt. Peek-a-booty.
Peek-a-booty. Peek-a-booty, peek-a-boob.
Peek-a-booby, peek-a-booty. It's so close. And their female basses actually had a wardrobe malfunction while performing. Was it or was it not? She was bare breast to begin with a nipple shield get-up type thing. Well, it seems that while she was playing, her other breast was accidentally exposed.
Oh, my.
MTV cut away just in the nick of time.
Before they saw the nip, because she probably didn't have a nip shield on the other breast.
I wonder if it was delayed. Did they delay it by a couple
seconds? Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was delayed. Yeah.
Most of these things are.
Yeah, they don't do live anything anymore.
No.
Shoot.
You think
the golf game you watch on the golf channel is live? Nah, it's delayed too. You'll notice they cut it up. They move from one hole to the other. It's like,
Anyway,
it's not like they have 18 cameras just waiting for guys to come hit balls.
So. Well, streaming ratings are up so far about 1% over last year's show.
Well, now they're going way up because of the
peek-a-boob. Because less boob was shown last year.
That's
and,
it.
You know, can't wait for next year.
Can't wait for next year. Oh, my. The VMAs.
So, Britney posted a 22-minute YouTube.
Oh, my. 22 minutes.
Yes.
Wow.
Detailing her side of the conservatorship.
I can't get that time back.
And then it was taken down.
Oh, poof, like anything. It's deleted. She deleted her Instagram, too, over the weekend. It's like,
why?
Because she's Britney Spears, you know.
So there was no video, but Britney's voice detailing everything, including
the fact.
Oh, I
wonder how that was.
I don't know.
It's like a black screen on a YouTube going,
hi. It also included the fact that she's been offered big bucks to do interviews, including with Oprah.
Of course.
And she claimed she wasn't interested.
She has a lot of money for now, but she ought to think about that money she's saving for her children and letting them live the lifestyle they want to be accustomed to when she's long gone. But she's got time because she could tell this story 10 years from now, and it's going to be every bit as compelling.
That's true.
So, Oprah, Don't retire.
Just
wait for Britney.
Oprah doesn't have to retire. Well, she just does Oprah
things.
She's
getting up there too. You know, Oprah's in her 60s, so she's probably thinking to herself, I think I'm going to settle down.
No, she'll be doing Oprah things, and they'll be like, yeah, I want to interview this person.
Oh, you know what? She's probably going to want to break the Barbara Walters record. Oprah.
Oh, probably.
Oprah, not Britney.
So during this 22-minute thing, she talked about how she felt that the conservatorship was premeditated.
Wow, that's strong words.
Yeah, she also recounted a time when a SWAT team came to her home.
What?
And three helicopters circled overhead.
What?
They allegedly held her down on a gurney.
What? Wow.
She called the account sad, offensive, and abusive.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And the audio has resurfaced online.
Well, you could go find it then. Yeah, of course. Because, you know, once it's out there.
It's out there.
Somebody somewhere sucked that thing right up and like, oh,
so why did she take it down off her site?
Don't know. That's a question you need to call and ask her.
You know.
She probably had second thoughts. I mean, I get this. Uh-huh. Regardless of her mental state, the thing is that people say stuff online all the time that they would like to take back. All the time.
Every moment of the day.
There are emails that I want back. Just because of the bad spelling and the bad grammar. It's like I read through them. Or text messages where I'll be texting along and I'll hit send before looking at them. And it's like, crap.
That's
autocorrect. Me. Thank you so much for calling fart. Beep. Anyway. Because I write fart a lot in my texts.
I texted my boss one time.
Yeah.
It was like on a Sunday. And he was like on a Twitter over something. And
Twitter?
Not a Twitter.
I see what you're saying.
He was like, it was a Saturday because it was my day off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I texted back. And he wasn't the nicest guy.
Oh, wow.
And so I texted him back. And then he's like, yes, sir. And so then I said, boy, that boy really needs to grow up.
That what?
That boy really needs to grow up.
Oh, my God.
And somehow I pressed voice recording and it said it. Oh, my gosh. And so I said, hey, whoops, that wasn't. He goes, nice. And I said, that wasn't it. We're having a conversation about my daughter's boyfriend. That's what that was. And I'm like,
he bought
prick.
That. He bought that.
Oh, my
crap.
Gosh.
He sure he did.
I think he held it against me forever.
That's probably what he did.
Probably.
You don't work there anymore either.
I don't. Good thing.
All right. With our apologies to Halle Berry, we'll have more news tomorrow. We will. We promise. Have a good day. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
And?
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.